This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات وعملوا صالحا صدق الله العظيم My dear respected elders and brothers, we all as human beings, we do strive to earn a livelihood. It's a natural human thing. Every human being tries to earn a livelihood. However, in our deen, there's one difference. The difference is that everyone does it as a human instinct. We are supposed to do it as a religious obligation. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, talabul halali faridatun ba'd al-farida. The acquiring of halal rizq is a religious obligation. It's a religious duty, but after the different other fundamental religious duty. It's a religious duty, farida hai, but after salat, after zakat, after zikr, after remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rozi kamana ek fitri amal hai, magar hamare deen mein usse barkar hai ke ye ek deeni farida hai. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا طلب الحلال فریضۃ بعد الفریضہ, روزی کا کمانا اور حلال کمانا, صرف روزی نہیں حلال کمانا ایک مذہبی فریضہ ہے, لیکن بعد الفریضہ, نماز, ذکر, تلاوت اور اللہ تعالیٰ کو یاد کرنے کے بعد. And in this, to acquire halal rizq, this is dignity, this is respect, in that there is honor. Many a times people feel that, you know, we are going to earn a halal rizq, we are going to make mazduri, we are going to earn, we are going to toil, we are going to strive, we are going to, for example, go and work for someone, or we are going to do a profession, or we are working in something. We feel that there is disgrace in that. No, there is no disgrace in that. Disgrace is not to work. In Islam, disgrace is not to work. There is no disgrace to go and work, no matter what profession you use, unless that profession is haram. But any other profession, don't ever look at any profession as menial. Don't ever look at any profession that, you know, this is not something that is according to our status, according to our honor. Real disgrace is for you not to work. Otherwise, honor and dignity and respect is for you to work. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, it is better for you to go to the forest, to go and cut wood, to bring that wood upon your shoulders and upon your neck, and to come and sell it, than for you to go and ask people whether they give you or not. They might give you a big amount. That is immaterial. But for you to carry wood on your shoulders is better than for you to go and ask people. It is more respectful, more dignified for you to go and work than not to go work. اور روزی کمانے میں اور حلال کمانے میں اسی میں عزت اور وقار ہے. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, کسی بھی شخص کے لیے یہ بہتر ہے کہ وہ لکڑیوں کا گٹا اپنے کمر پر اٹھائے بجائے اس سے کہ وہ ایک آدمی سے مانگے, چاہے اس کو وہ دے یا نہ دے. اس سے بہتر یہ ہے کہ وہ حلال کمائے, چاہے وہ لکڑی کو بیچ کر کمائے. It's better for him to even go and earn halal rizq than for him not to go and earn halal rizq. So, and then when we look at it, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention that the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, they used to earn halal rizq through the efforts of their hands. Abu Dawud Sharif ki hadith hai. It's a hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif. مَا أَكَلَ أَحَدٌ تَعَامٌ قَتٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَن يَأْكُلَ مِنْ عَمَلِ يَدِهِ. There is no risk a person can earn better than the effort that he makes with his own hands. No risk. Better than earning with his own hands. And Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam used to earn risk with his own hands, with the effort. Today we find this whole situation. People don't like to work. Ya Allah, ajib. And they find it that it is there is disgrace in working. Sometimes people, I mean, we see in our situation in South Africa, people feel we'd rather sit at home than working for a small amount. But whatever you can, there is dignity in working. There is dignity in earning with your own hands. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Dawood alayhi salam used to make armor. He used to be an ironsmith. He used to make armor and used to sell. Hazrat Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam, such a great Nabi that looked after Hazrat Maryam, the way Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, was a carpenter. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day said and told the Sahaba, there is no Nabi of Allah that did not look after sheep. Generally, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam used to look after sheep, and there is great wisdom in that, because through the means of looking after sheep, you get humility. You get humility. Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi has made mention that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam used to look after sheep. You know, and one day the wisdom of it became apparent that one small sheep went away from the flock, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam started running after it, and great amount went through thorns, grain, different types of situation, until it got hold of that small sheep, and he hugged it, and he said, you didn't worry about your own difficulty, never mind worrying about your own difficulty, you didn't even worry about my difficulty. Mujhe aapne kitne taklif mein dala. You don't worry about that. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi has made mention of this incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they also did this. And then there are many, many of our great ulama in the past that they had professions. So to have a profession, there is nothing wrong. There is absolutely nothing wrong. In that, in reality, there is respect and there is dignity. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam apne haatho ki kamai se kaate the. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya, kisi ne bhi apne haatho ki mehnat ke kamai se behtar rizq nahi khaya. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam zira bech kar rizq kamate the. Hazrat Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam najjar barheita. Aur hamare pyare Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam charwahe the. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, I used to look after the sheep of the people of Makkah for few copper coins. I used to look after the sheep of the people of Makkah. And in this particular way, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ko ajib maqula hai. Very amazing statement of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, sometimes I look at a person and I become impressed by his physique. I become impressed by him. That ye to itna acha aadmi hai. Look at him, he's such a great person. And then when I ask him, do you have any profession? Are you working? When I came to realize that he is not working, I lose respect for him. I no more have respect for him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala farmate ke maine kisi aadmi se marub hota hu, magar baad mein mujhe pata chalta hai ki wo peshawar nahi, to mere nazar mein uski koi qadar nahi rehta. Koi qadar nahi rehta. I no more respect him because I find that he's not a person of profession. He doesn't do anything. How can I respect a person who doesn't do anything? So my dear respected brothers, there is great respect and dignity and honor in this. And we should keep this particular matter up. We should never ever think that, you know, something has happened. Our shops had got looted. Now what? Why must we start again? Start again. Because there is no greater risk than earning with your own hands, with your own effort. So in this particular way we know, there is a very interesting incident. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time, a person, young person was running in front of the Sahaba. So someone said, you know, kash ke wo Allah Ta'ala ke, Allah Ta'ala aur jihad mein ye jo hai na apne taqat ko istemal karta. So someone said, but how, look at this youngster, he is running. If only he could have used this particular effort to make risk. I mean, not risk, he should have been make this effort to make jihad. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if this person is running to earn risk for his old parents, he's in the path of Allah. If this waladaini saghirain, if he is making effort and is running to look after his small children, he's in the path of Allah Ta'ala. If he is earning this risk because he wants to keep himself independent, that he must not ask of anyone, he's in the path of Allah. But he's running, if he's running for the sake of competing with other people, to earn more wealth, to become proud and arrogant, then he's in the path of shaitan. Ya Allah, looking after your children, looking after your parents, looking after your own independence, you are in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are different ways of earning risk. Risk kamane ke mukhtalif tariqe hai. One is through the means of labor, through the means of effort, whether you work for someone, or you, for example, a plumber, you are a carpenter, whatever it is. Someone, there was written on a plumber's truck. One day it was written on a plumber's truck, a very beautiful advert. We repair what your husband's fixed. What your husband was doing, he couldn't do it right, now we come and do it. So this is a situation. So sometimes you do. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam one day saw a person whose hands was rough with manual labor. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what do you do? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I pick up stones. Either he was a miner or he was a person who used to work in the streets or whatever. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah, is that the reason why your hands have become rust? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed his hands and said, Al-Kasibu Habibullah. The person who earns an effort through manual labor, Allah loves him. He is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Can you imagine this whole particular kasbi halal ki bohat tariqe hai? Allah ta'ala ko mazdoor bohat pasand hai. Mehboob hai. Allah ta'ala ki haan. And then there is one way of earning, which is through the means of risk, tijarat. Through the means of trading. Now in our situation, the people from our Indo-Pak subcontinent, not everyone is from the Indo-Pak subcontinent, but there is those who love trading. And we grew up with trade. And there is great amount of benefit in trade. Hazrat Mu'ayyid Shamul Akhtani Rahmatullahi used to give this bayan, he used to say, if on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala was to ask the Gujarati or the India or Pakistani person, where you want to go, Jannat or Jahannam? He says, send me there where I can make 10% profit. Or I can make 100% profit. Mujhe waha bhejo. So we are like that, you know. But there is great. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, 90% of risk Allah has kept in trade. Allah has kept 90%. Therefore you find that the traders are the backbone of our society. Traders are the people who give to the masajid and to give to the Darul Ulooms and good causes, mostly are traders, mostly are business people. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَآخَرُونَ يَدْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَآخَرُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah makes mention of those who travel for trade side by side and together with those, يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, who travel for the sake of jihad. Allah makes mention of them together. وَآخَرُونَ يَدْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Those who travel seeking risk. And those who travel, يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those who travel in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Allah makes mention of them together in Surah Muzammil. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, At-tajiru as-saduqul amin ma'an nabiyyin was-siddiqin. The honest trader will be in the company of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the company of the Siddiq and the company of the Shuhada. And my dear respected brothers, there is a very, very great link between risk halal and doing good deeds. There is a very great link. Very great link. Kulu min at-tayyibat wa amalu saliyah. Eat halal and do righteous deeds. Ulama say if you eat halal, you will find it easy to do righteous deeds. And if you don't eat halal, despite your effort, you will find it very difficult to do halal deeds. You will find it very difficult to do good deeds. If you don't eat, if your risk and your tijarat and your means of earning is haram, despite an effort, you will find it very, very difficult to do righteous deeds. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, the way a person earns, I know how he's going to spend. The way he spends, I know how he has earned. Subhanallah. Jis tarah wo kamata hai, mujhe pata hai wo kis tarah se kharch karega. Aur jis tarah se wo kharch kar raha hai, mujhe pata chalta hai ki wo kis tarike se unhone kamaya hai. How a person earns, I know how he's going to spend. How we many a time say, he came easy, it went easy. Yeah, that's what happens. The way he earns, I know how he's going to spend. And the way he is spending, I know how he has earned. He is spending in casino, perhaps he has earned it in that way. Therefore, he is spending it in the casino. This is a statement of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi alayh. So this is a very important. One day, Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, came to ask Nabi Karim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh, Ya Rasulullah, ud'u Allah ta'ala an yaj'alani mustajab al-da'wat. Make dua to Almighty Allah, I must become a mustajab al-da'wat. Whatever dua I make, Allah must accept it. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ya Sa'd, atib mat'amaka takun mustajab ad-da'wat. O Ustad, earn halal, Allah will accept all your du'as. And then Ibn Rajab rahmatullah alayhi al-Hambali has made mention, people ask Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala one day, O Sa'd, why does Allah accept your du'as? Why are you mustajabud da'wat? Sa'd jo hai na, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke paas gaya, kaha, mujhe du'a kijiye, Allah ta'ala mujhe mustajabud da'wat banaye. To Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne kaha, halal kamao, Allah ta'ala aapke tamam du'aye ko kabul karenge. To ek martaba sahaba ne unse poocha, why are you mustajabud da'wat? So he replied, I have never put a morsel to my lips, in my mouth, until I know where it came from. Maine kabhi bhi ek lukma nahi dala apne muh mein, jab tak mujhe pata chala ke ye kis kahan se aaya aa raha hai. I never put a morsel in my mouth until I know where it came from. Therefore, he became mustajabud da'wat. On the other hand, if you don't earn halal, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said in a hadith that a person goes and he is traveling, right? And while he is traveling, he comes to a place. He doesn't have any means. He doesn't have any wealth. He's a stranger and he's making dua. Yeah? And he, yamuddu yadayhi, he lifts up his hands in dua and he's making dua. He's got all the qualities that Allah accepts duas. He's a stranger. He is a muftar. He's a person who's in difficulty. He's in desperation. Allah normally accepts people's du'as who are in desperation and who call out to Almighty Allah. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Malbasuhu haram, mat'amuhu haram, mashrabuhu haram, wa ghudhiya bil haram, fa anna yustajab. He's eating his haram. What he's wearing is from haram sources. He's drinking his haram. He has been nourished from haram. Fa anna yustajab. How can Allah ta'ala accept his du'as? Huh? Subhanallah. And therefore, in one hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, stay away from haram. لا يدخل الجنة لحم نبت من السحر كل لحم نبت من السحر فالنار أولى به. That particular flesh will not go to Jannat, which has been nourished with haram. That flesh which is nourished by haram, Jahannam is more worthy of it. That flesh which is nourished by haram, usse behtar aise ghidha, جو حرام آدمی حرام کھاتا ہے تو اس بدن جو وہ تو جہنم کے مستحق ہے. That is worthy of being in haram. So my dear respected brothers, we must make a great amount of effort for halal risk. There is going to be difficulty. In one, our salaf used to say, many a times Allah forgives sins for the trials and the difficulty in earning halal risk. Allah forgives sins. جو بھی آپ کے مشکلات پڑتا ہے جو نا حلال کمانے میں, اس سے اللہ تعالیٰ گناہوں کو معاف فرماتے ہیں. علماء نے لکھا ہے. So my dear respected brothers, make this particular effort. If there is any particular setback, if there is any difficulty, there is any challenge, continue. Because there is great amount of barakah and there is great amount of benefit in that. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.